Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're going to talk television with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. But first, Bill, we need to share. Mother's Day is coming. It's a week from this Sunday.
It is a week from this Sunday, correct.
Well, we have a $50 gift code to Sherry's Berries, so you can treat Mom this Mother's Day to fresh, juicy strawberries dipped. I'm going to make myself drool on this one. Dipped in chocolatey goodness and packaged in a signature gift box. All you do is go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner. Enter the code Bill and Wendy. You'll get freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. That's berries.com. Use our code Bill and Wendy or lucky 13, since the 13th is Mother's Day. Let's do the 13th caller. Look, they're already calling.
Call right now, 312-981-7200. Don't screw around. Be caller number 13 if you want to win these Sherry's Berries. They're so good. I'm going to say decadent, Wendy. Do you mind if I say decadent?
They're decadent. I would agree with
you. They are decadent.
For the first time ever.
They are.
So, yes, we have a $50 gift code for you to set you up. Send it to Mom or keep it for yourself or get two.
Yeah, you can do that.
Sorry, Kurt, we don't have Sherry's Berries for you.
Speaking of decadent, hi, Kurt Wagner.
I'm totally decadent.
Equally as decadent, maybe more so. A lot going on in the world of TV. We'll announce the winner, by the way, of Sherry's Berries momentarily.
So it's Pete.
Oh,
Pete.
Did Pete win?
Pete, where is Pete from?
That was fast.
Pete, where are you from?
Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
Oh, love it there.
They'll love strawberries there.
We do.
Awesome.
That's the one thing we can say for sure about Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. They enjoy strawberries, Wendy.
Well, congratulations. We'll set you up for your wife, your mother, your grandmother, a $50 gift code to Sherry's Berries. The rest of you can go to berries.com. And don't forget our promo code, Bill and Wendy. Hang on, Pete.
All right. Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com. Great website, TVShowPatrol.com. A lot to discuss from the world of television. Just really quickly, what will happen? Wendy and I were discussing this the other day. Bill Cosby has an amazing catalog of work behind him.
Uh-huh.
Now, we keep hearing more and more places are discrediting him, and with good reason, with very good reason. What happens to all the shows that Bill Cosby has done in the past, everything from The Cosby Show to Fed Albert and the Cosby Kids? Does any network take a chance and run those again, or are they done?
I don't know. I think it'll be a while if they do. I think it'll be a long while before they may resurface.
Because you feel guilty watching them and enjoying them. I do, anyway.
Yeah. But I would think that they wouldn't. They would not use
them. They don't just vanish.
They don't want to be associated with
them. I mean, I think they would not use them for a long time, at least, you know.
So all the actors, your Malcolm Jamal Warners, your Keisha Knight Pulliams, who thought, oh, I've got all these checks coming for the rest of my life.
I feel sorry for them.
They're out, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. If you get the, what is that, residuals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that, yeah.
Yeah, no more.
Didn't even think of that, Bill.
Yeah. All right, now this is going to be a tricky one.
Way to start us off on a low one.
I know. It gets better. As I mentioned, a death of a favorite character on a TV show. Something major, a major change on Fear the Walking Dead. We can't get into specifics in case people have DVR'd it and not seen the episode yet. But something happened last week that I don't think anybody saw coming.
Uh-oh. I'm not caught up.
I actually saw the episode because I had a friend in town who watches that show religiously and had to see it, you know?
Yeah.
And I knew. I didn't know it was happening, but I knew who the character was, right? Even though I don't watch that regularly.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, what?
Yeah. Very surprising.
Yeah.
And they didn't leave it open-ended. A lot of times on a show like that, they'll leave a cliffhanger like, oh, I wonder if that guy or girl did die. Maybe yes,
well,
maybe
we watched the after show, and the producers were on and said no.
Yeah, that person's gone.
Is this the finale, or is it just getting started?
It was the third episode? Second or third episode
I
got
to catch up. I was going to watch. I watched the first one, and then I bailed, but maybe I should go back to it.
But, you know, when something like that happens that just comes out of nowhere, in a way, it plays with your head because you go, well, now anything can happen if they're willing to take out a character like this.
I think that's sort of what, you know, I'm actually very sort of proud of them for that. Proud, I don't know if that's the word, but I'm impressed because, you know, like Walking Dead will never get rid of certain characters.
Right.
You know,
we thought.
But think about it. Toward the end of last season, they did take somebody out that you didn't think would go.
And spoiler alert, Maggie's got some show she's going to be on, I thought.
But she just signed a deal to come back for Walking Dead for next year also.
Okay.
So she's going to do both.
But this one, there was no hint.
Right.
that I nothing. Saw, there was not a thing. They really kept
right.
it under.
Even within the context of that episode, everything seemed to be fine.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it wasn't.
All right,
and
stop talking
wasn't.
About it.
And then it
yeah.
wasn't. But you know what it reminded me of? I don't know if you're old enough to remember Hill Street Blues. Did you watch Hill Street Blues at yeah. any point?
I think I'm your age.
You are, yeah? One of us is doing something horribly wrong then. I don't know if it's you or me. There was a character on an episode of Hill Street Blues, Joe Coffey, played by Ed Marinaro, former NFL star, former Chicago Bear and Minnesota Viking Ed Marinaro. So all of a sudden, he plays Joe Coffey on the show, and something horrible happens, and out of nowhere, his character is gone. And I remember just staring at when the episode was over, just staring at the TV like, you can't do that.
Right. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, I you believe didn't. You I said that out loud.
Yeah. yeah. Not to change the subject. You were just a font of information.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're just figuring this out. How long have you
I mean,
known
that
him?
Was pretty impressive, his little asides about Marinara.
Little fun fact about yeah. Marinara.
Well, that's what his book it should
visit
be called.
My website.
His little
pasta,
aside.
Is the pasta sauce named after him?
It's Marinara.
Marinara sauce, okay. oh. but they used that as blood in that scene, honestly, which was weird because the colors
Bill's
all wrong.
Little Asides, coming aside. Soon to Amazon.com.
Yeah. Right.
The behind-the-scenes shots for everybody going,
yeah. tasty.
Grandma,
this is so
just
tasty.
Like grandma's.
There was also...
Anthony!
Did you ever watch The White Shadow?
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
love that
Do you remember
show.
The episode where one of the guys... They
Salami.
They were high school kids. It was not Salami.
Spoiler alert.
It was not Salami.
Who was? Yes, it was.
No, it was not. The one who died in the liquor store? That wasn't Salami.
No, but there was a character
There was
named
a guy named Salami, right.
All right, well, we were going from Marinara to Salami. I'm sorry.
It was Timothy Van
right.
Patten.
Yes, it was.
Dick Van Patten's younger brother. Fun fact.
Son.
The reason why
no,
Phil plays tennis.
Timothy Van Patten's his brother?
Yes.
His brother. His much younger brother. Yeah.
All right. Don't doubt him.
Okay, I won't.
His son is Vince Van Patten and Nels Van Patten and James Van Patten.
Bill is president of the Van Patten fan club.
Yeah.
Or
the
Van Club.
Van Club.
The Van Club, we're called.
But he plays tennis because of Vince Van
yeah,
Patten.
Yeah, I do.
This is a... You're a weird guy.
Because on an episode of Apple's Way, Vince Van Patten was playing tennis with Farrah Fawcett. And I went...
This.
If that guy just all he has to do is pick up a tennis racket and he plays with Farrah Fawcett, I'm playing tennis
yeah,
from now on.
Okay, deep into the well.
You're adorable, but Vince Van Patten was even cuter. Sorry, he had the hair.
Yeah, he's good looking.
He looked great in tennis whites.
He was a '70s poster boy.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So he should have played with Farrah.
Then later, a pro tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
He did that pro.
There's hope for you.
So on the White Shadow. The longest. The
I know.
Longest
I'm
story.
So
I'm glad
no,
I write
sorry.
Up these topics that we never talk about because
I know. I know. One of the basketball players, they're having a party, and he goes into a liquor store to buy beer. To buy
underage.
Yeah, he's underage, and there's a shooting in the liquor store, and he's dead. And like the next day in school, it was like somebody we knew had died.
I remember
died.
That.
We all went to school the next day, going. What? How in the world did that happen?
Didn't you feel like you were punched in the stomach
yeah.
when it happened, too? It
yeah.
really felt like a death of
it's
someone
awful.
We knew.
But I bring it up because now on TV, if a character is going to be written out, you know weeks or months in advance, so mm-hmm. that guy or that girl, they're done after this
right,
week.
Right, you usually do, yeah.
So sometimes it's a surprise. That's the reason I
yeah.
told you those.
That was a long-winded way to get there. But I liked it. It was very
well,
entertaining.
It's kind of fun when you don't actually know, even though it
yes.
might be so shocking. But,
yes, so
yeah.
true.
Because it right. happens so little that way.
Yep. All right. More Vince Van Patten stories coming up in just a little bit. But first, a little bit, we'll do the wow moment of the week. Kurt has a wow moment of the week, and we'll do that. It's all sponsored by Wow Internet TV and Phone. So stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. We're talking television. Kurt, a couple of weeks ago, well, actually months ago now, you started doing this thing, the wow moment of the week, which highlights a special activity or event on TV. I was sure. I always have a bet with myself. I always say, I bet I know what Kurt's wow moment of the week is this week. I'm wrong this week because I was sure it was going to be the return of Carol Burnett.
Well, you know, I had lots of choices this
yeah,
week.
A lot of good stuff going
yeah.
on.
Carol Burnett is back?
By the way, Carol Burnett's back. On Netflix. Her Netflix show starts today.
What will that show be like? Do you
well,
know?
Well, it's her and a bunch of kids in front of a live audience, and celebrities come on. And from what I gather, I haven't seen any of them, but from what I gather, they offer the celebrity, she and the kids offer the celebrities advice.
Oh.
That sounds cute and Ellen-like, if you want to know the truth,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Or Art Linklater-y.
Yeah, very much
Art Linklater-y,
that.
Yeah.
Or maybe the celebs, her and the kids, are offering audience members advice, but it seemed like they were offering the celebrities
oh.
advice.
Do the kids know who Carol Burnett is?
No
Kurt?
Idea.
Well, now they do.
Yeah.
because she's the old lady who's sitting with
I
him.
Wish she wasn't with the kids because she could be a little dirty and, you know, yeah. go blue
a
little bit.
She could be doing it herself. But, yeah. But I guess...
I'll watch it before I judge.
Yeah. Will there be visits from Vicki Lawrence, Tim Conway, or Lyle Wagner?
Maybe they'll be the celebrities, some of the celebrities. I don't know that, though. I don't think so. I didn't
it
hear that.
It seems unnatural, doesn't it, to
it
have
seems like
any
you
or
would
all
want
of them
to.
On?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It does.
We have lost Harvey Korman, so he cannot be on there. But the others should...
It was so funny.
Yeah. Definitely very funny.
I loved that show, yeah. man.
So did I.
I waited for Tim Conway and Harvey Korman to crack each other
hysterical.
Up. And Lyle just got prettier every week.
When did. I was, whatever I was, 9 or 10, I would not go out partying on Saturday
right.
night so I could stay home and watch that show.
Well, Mary Tyler Moore was on, Bob Newhart was on, Carol Burnett was on. Saturdays were,
they
was
were good.
Some good TV.
And I think I used to tinkle a little bit laughing so hard at that show.
That's an interesting fact. That's Kurt Wagner's aside.
Please tell us that was not the wow moment of the week.
No, no, definitely not.
That would be very upsetting.
If
the wee moment of the week. I wonder who will sponsor that. Depends Undergarments just
yeah.
called. They're interested.
They could.
Kurt, what about Arrested Development? That. That's coming back again, huh?
It is.
I love
season 5.
Jason Bateman. I absolutely love
he's great,
him.
Isn't
was he in was it called Ozark?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's coming back too.
Oh my god, that is so good with Laura Linney and boy, that is dark
yeah.
and
yeah.
twisted.
It's very different than
it's
Arrested
very
Development.
Different.
So Arrested Development will be back soon with season 5.
Yeah.
But season 4 was the season what 3 years ago?
Yeah, I think about three
yeah.
years ago.
They had a hard time, Mitch Hurwitz, who created the show, had a hard time getting everybody together at once to film it.
Yeah.
So the way that that season was structured was very
you'd see one character
non-linear.
By themselves.
It was like they set it up as this character story and this character
yeah.
story and this character. They each had sort of their own episodes.
Well, they
and so it was kind
that.
Of confusing because it jumped back and forth and everything. So what he's done is he's recut season 4
yeah.
to be in chronological order.
Oh, okay, good.
And that's now on Netflix.
Well, I don't know anyone who's ever done that before,
no.
where they go back and revisit what
yeah.
they've already done that
and
way.
So he's calling it Arrested Development Season 4 Remix, Fateful Consequences. And so it's all recut to be chronological, and then Season 5 will come soon. He says really soon.
Because this is Star Wars Day, you have a Star Wars
Well, item. And also, today it happens to be... in the Bluth universe of Arrested mm-hmm. Development, it happens to be Cinco de Cuatro, which is why they released it today.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
All right.
But yes, the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Star Wars Day. ABC, that show, The Goldbergs, that's...
Oh, God, it's my favorite show.
...is doing a new episode this coming week, the 9th, on Wednesday, called Spaceballs. And so it's sort of an ode to both the Mel Brooks movie Spaceballs and to Star Wars.
Oh, good.
That'll be great.
Yeah, so because Adam F. Goldberg, the guy who writes the show and created the show, you know, he was a huge Star Wars fanatic
yeah.
when he was...
That's
just,
right.
And it's based
alley.
On his life in the
right.
80s, right? So so you can look forward to that on Wednesday.
Can't
That's
wait.
Coming up next week. All right, what is this week's wow moment of the week,
Kurt? Wow!
Can you isolate that, Jasmine? We will use
that
every week. Wow.
It's called Vita.
And Kurt, not to scare you, but a jaguar has come to the window.
Kitty, kitty, kitty. The show is called Vita.
Yeah.
And it's on Stars.
Yeah.
And it is written by a former Chicago playwright named Tanya Saracho, who...
Oh, she writes for other TV shows, doesn't she?
Well, she did.
Yeah.
But now this is... She's the first Latina showrunner on cable TV.
Oh, that's great.
The first... That makes me sad.
Yeah.
It's great news, but I...
It should have already happened.
But,
yeah.
you know, it's interesting because she, when she moved to Chicago, she created Teatro Luna,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, because... And she told me that the reason she did that was because when she had her first play reading here... She
That's Theater of the Moon, by the way, right?
She couldn't find... I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
She couldn't find 8 Latina actors or Latino actors and actresses to... play to read the parts. So she started this theater
yeah.
and this theater company and got that off the ground. And that was the first Latin specific theater in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
theater company.
Took
in the
a long
US
time.
Too. So she's like a trailblazer and she's from our little town.
Good
and
for
what's
her.
The show about?
Yeah,
what happens
Vita,
there?
Sorry, got it.
Right.
It's a comedy drama and What I love about it is it's set in, it's about two sisters who are estranged and also estranged to their mother. Mm-hmm. Their mother dies and they come back to their hometown, to their home neighborhood, the Boyle Heights neighborhood in East LA. Mm-hmm. And they are bequeathed this building that their mother owned. And they learn that there's a bar in there.
Yeah.
And people live there in the apartments above. And one of the people who lives there is their mother's wife.
Oh.
So they learn all these things about their mother they
lots
didn't
of
know because they haven't talked to her a lot, mm-hmm. especially the one who lived in Chicago and who's like this businesswoman. So what I love about it is it's this whole, the whole story is something we've never seen on TV. It focuses on a community we've never seen. It as Tanya said, it's a female-centered story with a queer Latinx gaze. And Latinx is just the general term, the genderless term for Latino, Latina. And she uses a lot of Spanglish in it because that's sort of what they do there. And it's also like sort of unapologetic in that it doesn't try to explain everything to the mainstream. It just happens. And so if they use a word and you don't get it, go look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
You know,
that's
or
what
whatever,
we should be
you
doing
know?
Anyway.
And it's just, you know, it's very raw and very real. And it's not a show for the whole family.
No,
but,
probably not.
But
that's all right. It's original.
It's really cool. And it's I think it's 6 or 8 episodes the first season. I talked to her and there's a story in the Sun Times from yesterday that's online. But it just has all these really cool elements. And that's what I love when they do stuff like that. And she's now has a overall deal with Starz, so she'll be creating other shows.
That's
good
great.
For her.
Very
yeah.
Good.
And
this show is called Vida and it premieres on Starz on Sunday night.
VIDA.
VIDA.
Kurt, great to see you. Thanks
you
so
too.
Much. It's Kurt Wagner. His website, again, is tvshowpatrol.com, and you can get him on Twitter at @showpatrol. We'll take a quick break and then some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.